Now here's your homecoming queen. Come on in here, big guy. Guy? What?
Huh?
Yeah. Happened over the weekend, University City High School. The students there voted to elect Aaron Zaghi their homecoming queen. Not their homecoming king. That was Marcel Coleman. Aaron Zaghi, boy, took role traditionally taken by girl. We're going to hear why the University City Schools allowed him to do that from their spokeswoman in just a moment here. But first, Aaron's on the phone to tell us how this whole thing started. Aaron?
A couple of my friends came up to me, and knowing me, they just came up and said, hey, you should be homecoming queen. You should run, you know, just for fun. And I was like, okay. So we threw up some posters, and I won. So
is there anybody at the school there who is in a position of authority who could say to you, queen, girl, king, boy?
Is there anyone that could? Wait, I don't know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, was there anyone like a faculty advisor or a principal or anybody at the faculty level or administrative level who could say to you, you're a boy, you can run for homecoming king, you can't run for homecoming queen?
Actually, there's a form you have to fill out beforehand, and you have to get it signed and approved by the district. And they went through with it, and they let me do it.
Did they tell you why they allowed you to do it?
No, they never told me why they let me do it. I think because they wanted, I mean, because what I wrote down there is that I wanted to promote the diversity of University City. And they just said, well, that's good enough.
So did they look at this, and did you look at this as purely a senior prank?
It actually wasn't supposed to be a senior prank. It was just supposed to be just, you know, me and some of my friends having some fun. And, yeah.
Was it that you looked at the concept of homecoming king and queen as something silly that should be made fun of?
Not so much. Just, because, I mean, if you knew me, and all my friends know that I'm a jokester, so I like to have fun with just about everything.
Uh-huh.
And, by running for homecoming queen as a guy, it's pretty funny to us. So we thought, well, let's do it.
What do you say to the girls who were running, who you beat?
They know. They all know me. They all know that I'm having fun with it. So what would I say to them is just, you know, it's all fun and games.
But there were a couple of them who really wanted to be homecoming queen. Every school has a couple of girls who look forward to it. This is their dream. Oh, I can't wait to run, and then I hope to become homecoming queen, and then to have it yanked out from under them. Has anybody said to you, hey, you know what? We feel ripped off because you got in this.
Yeah, but they didn't say anything to me before I won.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they could have said something to me beforehand and been like, well, this is, you know, this is really angering me that you're going to do this. And they all knew that I was going to be in the top, you know, for the running because, you know, everybody knows me. So they could have said something to me beforehand, but they decided not to.
Were there people coming up to you in the halls the last couple of weeks saying, I think this is great, I'm definitely going to vote for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of that.
And how many people actually voted? It's only seniors get to vote, right?
Oh, no. The whole school votes for the
king. Oh, the whole school votes?
Yeah.
So how many do you think voted total? Do you have any idea what the numbers are?
I don't know how many people voted in all. Maybe 300 to 400 people.
And what was your margin of victory?
I won by 21 votes. And the next person down won with 100 votes. So I got 121.
You got 121 and the next person got 100.
Yeah.
And everybody else in the contest was a girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did any girls run for homecoming king?
No.
Maybe next year.
Right.
Maybe next year. So what are the responsibilities now of a boy as homecoming queen?
If they've seen all the TV broadcasts and all the newspaper articles and whatnot, they know that my responsibility is just to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's going to be.
Tell me about Saturday at the football game and at the dance. What happened during the game? You had a lot of people coming up to you and congratulating you, I heard.
Yeah. Let's see. During the football game, we won, which is good. That hadn't happened in a while. And they called me out in the field during halftime, you know, and stuff. And see, I think Channel 11 was there, and they were just doing, they were filming everything.
Yep.
But me and a group of like maybe 30, 40 kids just like were in front, and they were all cheering and everything, and it was just like, it was ecstatic. It was pretty fun.
And was Marcel Coleman, who was the homecoming king, was he there with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was down there with me.
Were the two of you arm in arm?
I guess you could say we were just having fun with it.
So he was down with the whole thing too.
Yeah, he's cool with it.
And what happened Saturday night at the dance?
Well, okay, it's funny. They crowned us and everything.
So you got an actual crown?
It's a tiara.
Uh huh.
Duh. And then they gave me my sash and all that. And then they played Soulja Boy right after it, so we didn't actually do the slow dance.
Had you planned to? Had you and Marcel talked about it?
Yeah, we were gonna do that, or we were gonna think of some deviation from that.
Who was gonna lead?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't think either of us knew how to dance, anyways.
Okay, so you didn't get the dance to slow dance together, but did you dance together to whatever the next song was?
Yeah, kind of. But you know the saying, white boy can't dance. So
yeah. I hear you were there with your girlfriend. How did she take all of this?
She thought it was hilarious.
Did she get the tiara now?
I have it in my room. I gave the sash away to one of the runners, Jamila Wilson.
To one of the runner-ups, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she the one who got 100 when you got 121?
No, she's actually the one right below that, I think. Okay. But we made that deal before the election, saying that the winner would give the other person the sash and vice versa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what was the attitude of the person who did come in second place? Who's she?
That was Khadijah Hayes, and she was I don't know. I didn't really see her, but I'm pretty sure she was angry.
Yeah.
But she's a very angry person to begin with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But she got enough votes to come in second, so she obviously is popular in the school to a certain extent.
Yeah, maybe. Say that.
You know what surprised me about this, Aaron, is here we are in the age of YouTube, where nothing goes
right,
without being videotaped.
I'm not even on YouTube.
How is that possible? With all of your classmates having cell phones with them that have video built into them, nobody took video of you and Marcel dancing or anything else?
I know. It's crazy. I look on Google, and there's like a picture of me on the first link there with like, you know, someone took it from, I think, Facebook, and it's actually a real picture of me in my suit, and then they pasted a dress on me, and then someone putting a crown on me.
Yeah, I saw a Photoshop job on one of the sites today, and I immediately knew it was not real.
Yeah.
So you didn't have any of your friends standing by with a camera or a camera phone ready to take pictures of you?
I mean, I'm pretty sure yearbook got enough, but I haven't gotten in contact with them yet. But no, there's nothing been on YouTube yet.
Looking back on this whole thing, now that you've won it, do you think that the school administration was right to let you do this?
Yeah. I mean, because U City is diverse, and, you know, not knowing this thing would explode like it did,
mm-hmm.
I think that they did make the right decision in letting a guy run for homecoming queen. And especially knowing me, because I'm sure, like, all the school administration knows me.
Yeah.
You know, they know that it's just all for fun. And it's not some political statement or something.
You going to put this on your college applications?
Of course.
Why do you say it that way?
Well, because it's a monumental event in my life.
Mm-hmm. Have any of your friends or any of the juniors now said to you, I'm definitely doing that next year?
Well, my younger brother is a junior. I think he said, well, maybe I'll do it. But I don't think they'll let anyone do it.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know if administration will let it happen again because of the whole media explosion.
You think that they're taking so much flack that they would clamp down on it next year?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, cool.
Hey, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
And give a shout out to three of my friends who helped me out with my campaign.
Yeah, who are they?
Andrew Terry.
Okay.
Bryce Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron Knowles.
And when you say they helped you with your campaign, what did they do?
Well, Bryce was the guy who confronted me, and he said you should do it. And Andrew Terry, well, he's like my best friend. He's always there for me. And Cameron is the I guess he's got a creative mind. We'll just say that.
No, no, you got to say more than that. What do you mean he's got a creative mind? What did he do?
Well, he helped me. He helped me with my slogans. So did Bryce, and they're the ones that made it fun.
What were your campaign slogans?
Okay, first one is King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is It Takes a Real Man to Be Queen.
That's good. Cameron came up with that one?
Bryce came up with King of Queens, and I think altogether we came up with It Takes a Real Man to Be Queen.
That's good. That's good. Well, I think you've got a future in politics. Maybe run for, hey, you know what? Maybe Miss America.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Aaron.
All right.
Aaron Zaghi, the Ferris Bueller of
wow.
U City High School and the 2007-2008 Homecoming Queen.
I would have voted for him.
He's a straight-A student,
A student and on the water polo team and swimming and all of that.
I'd have voted for him.
Let's bring in a member of the...
Is anybody at all surprised that Kevin Wheeler would have voted for him?
Kevin wishes he had thought of it himself. Let's bring in a member of the U City School Administration now, their spokeswoman, Daphne Dorsey. Hi, Daphne. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm fine.
Daphne was at the KMOX Jazz and Wine Festival on Saturday afternoon, and I talked to her a little bit about this. And you're actually the person responsible for this not busting out onto YouTube, aren't you?
I guess you could say that. When we got wind that a lot of media wanted to come to the dance on Saturday night, the decision was made not to allow them into the cafeteria because we did not want video to appear on websites such as YouTube regarding the homecoming dance.
Now, do you think that the school district made the right decision allowing Aaron? I mean, in retrospect now, 2020 hindsight, did you make the right decision allowing him to run for homecoming queen?
Well, it's not really for me to say. Basically, the board learned about Aaron's decision to run for homecoming queen about 2 weeks ago. They discussed the matter and decided to allow him to enter the contest, and at the time they considered it a harmless prank. And so the board is the one that's responsible for making decisions regarding the activities and policies and actions that regulate our school district. And so at the time they considered it was nothing more than a prank.
Have you heard from them since this all went down this weekend?
We have. I think there are some people who didn't think it was going to go as far as it did. But one of the things that people have to understand is that, and this is something that students, I'm quite sure, have learned, that even if they didn't intend for Aaron to win and they cast their votes for him, that whatever you do when you're voting for someone, you have to take it seriously because whatever you do at the ballot box has a lasting impact.
Did you hear a lot from the girls who ran and their parents?
Haven't heard so much from the girls, just from just things that have been said around the district sort of secondhand, but there's sort of a mixed feeling here, a reaction regarding this. There are some people who have supported it, some people who are vehemently against it, some people can't understand why this was allowed to happen, and so we're just getting a mix of emotions regarding this.
Aaron said he did it because it reflects the diversity of University City, which is certainly one of the most diverse communities here in the bi-state area, but I didn't know until this weekend that even in University City, you don't have to be a female to be a girl.
Well, and
wait. Please let a
doctor, to be a queen.
Let a doctor call in on that statement. Go ahead, Daphne.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that one, but I can say that we do provide a very diverse learning environment. And one of the things that we have historically done, we've encouraged our students to express themselves and to express their opinions. And when you think about this, there have been a number of high schools across the country, as well as in the St. Louis area, where seniors have done pranks, where that have resulted in property damage, hurt feelings, disruption of the educational environment, disciplinary action, and et cetera. And I mean, this was just a situation where, again, the board felt that it was a harmless senior prank, and they allowed him to go ahead and pursue prom queen. And also, again, you have to remember that his classmates voted him in as prom queen.
Democracy in action.
Is the board making a move, do you know, Daphne, to actually put a couple of extra words in the requirements for homecoming king and queen?
That's a good question.
Well, one of the things I believe they will be doing, they probably will examine the policy to see what they may do with it in the future. But as far as taking definite action, that has not been decided yet. But they will probably examine the policy.
But you heard Aaron say he thinks it's unlikely they'll allow this next year. Would you say that unlikely is a good word to use there?
It's hard to say. Again, they have to look at the policy to decide that.
All right, Daphne, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Daphne Dorsey, who's the spokeswoman for the U City School District here on the Paul Harris Show.